I'm not an engineer, but I have really learned that you need to review the compressibility and the frost characteristics of the soil. We have what's called fatty clay soils that need to be removed, and non-expansive soils and fill material that will be brought back in that needs to settle. The tolerances, which is an engineering term for our structures, is only an eighth of an inch, and to me that's pretty much zero. You do not want movement of your soils so that you do not have cracking of your pool bowl and your main structures. I would just like to add, our old pool got to the point, because of the cracking, we were losing 3,000 gallons of water a day. So all this investigative work is done to prevent that in the future and to make this pool last beyond the 50-year lifespan that they guarantee.